AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, on day one of the impeachment inquiry, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, went over his notes about conversations regarding Ukraine and U.S. aid and a call to investigate Joe Biden.
On June 27th, Ambassador Sondland told me during a phone conversation that President Zelensky needed to make clear to President Trump that he, President Zelensky, was not standing in the way of investigations.
Taylor said his aide overheard a phone conversation between fellow diplomat Gordon Sondland and President Trump in July that shows the president cares more about investigations into Joe Biden than he does about Ukraine. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says Taylor was wrong about thinking the president was withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for investigations of Democrats.
The whole point was you had a clear understanding that aid will not get released unless there's a commitment. Not maybe, not I think the aid might happen, and it's my hunch it's going to get released. You use clear language, clear understanding and commitment, and those two things didn't happen. So you had to be wrong.
Jordan mockingly called Taylor the Democrat star witness. The aid to Ukraine was released in September. Attorneys for porn star Stormy Daniels are challenging a request by President Trump's lawyers to stake claim to a settlement between Daniels and Ohio's capital city. Earlier this year, the city of Columbus reached a $450,000 settlement with Daniels over the porn actress's arrest at a strip club in 2018. Trump's lawyers noted in filings to the court involving the Columbus judgment last week that Stormy Daniels owed the president $293,000. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he is open to the possibility of altering American military activities in South Korea if it would help advance diplomatic deals with North Korea to eliminate its nuclear program. California regulators have unanimously ordered an investigation into power outages by Pacific Gas and Electric. This is AP News. There is some surprising news about superbug drug infections.
The Centers for Disease Control says about 36,000 Americans died from drug-resistant infections in 2017, but that's down 18% since 2013. Officials credit an intense effort in hospitals to control the spread of extremely dangerous infections. But while deaths are going down, the report says infections overall are up. And while superbugs mainly have been considered a hospital problem, they are appearing much more often elsewhere. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The World Health Organization announced the start of a pilot program to pre-qualify human insulin to increase treatment for diabetes in low- and middle-income countries. The WHO says about 65 million people with type 2 diabetes need insulin. Only half of them are able to have access to it, mostly because of high prices. All people with type 1 diabetes need insulin to survive. Ed Donahue, AP News.